Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed, and I'm honored to have you along with us here as we do our best to study God's Word and to learn more about it, how to be better servants of His. Now, this is program 123 in our study, talking about becoming a person after God's own heart. If you want to study this with a friend, you can send them online anytime at readingtheword.net. READING, readingtheword.net, and just click on where it says the radio program. From there, you'll find them arranged by episode title and date. So this is air date, I should say. Program 123, and becoming a person after God's own heart. We're going to stay in the book of 1 Timothy, the last chapter, be chapter 6, if you will. 1 Timothy chapter 6. You know, the phrase, a man after God's own heart, is an interesting phrase. At least in my mind, I immediately think of David, a man after God's own heart. He's described that way in the Old Testament scriptures. And at the same time, he was a king who, he wasn't a perfect man. He was human, so he made mistakes. But what does it mean to be a person after God's own heart? I want us to read and key in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. Now, I'm reading from the King James translation. And he says, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." As we talk about becoming a person after God's own heart, there are four things that we need to do that Paul instructs his son in the faith, Timothy, to do. Now, Timothy, being a younger man than Paul, is a minister. Paul has left him in the city of Ephesus to preach the word. I want you to notice the first thing we should do when we talk about becoming a person after God's heart. From verse number 11, he says, "But thou, O man of God, what should I do?" Number one, Paul, flee these things. Okay? Well, here's a grammar lesson. What are the these things? What do they refer to? Well, if you go back to verse number 3, he says, "If any man teach otherwise, consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strives of words, whereof comes envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself." See, I need to flee. Number one, these things would be these false teachings, false doctrine. "If any man teach otherwise and does not consent to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, don't listen to them." I need to flee false doctrine, but I also need, look in verses 8 through 10, I need to flee the love of money. "And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. But they that will be rich, they fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." See, number one, I need to flee false doctrine and the love of money. Now, dear friends, I want you to notice what Paul says, what he doesn't say. Paul says the love of money is the root of all evil. Money is not evil. Money in and of itself is not evil. We have to have money to survive. But the love of money, dear friends, is the root of all evil. So I need to flee these things. Number two, to become a person after God's own heart, what must I do, Paul? He says, flee these things and follow. What do I need to follow? I need to pursue. Pursue what? After righteousness, things of God, things that God has said to be righteousness. I need to pursue after godliness, things that are God-approved, after faith, the belief in things that are not seen. I need to pursue love, the backbone of the Christian, patience, how I can withstand every trial, and meekness, humility, submitting myself unto a higher power. See, it's only logical, dear friends, that number one, he says to flee. Number two, he says to pursue or to follow. Notice that there. Flee these things and follow after this certain list that I give you. See, if I am concerning myself with righteousness, with godliness, with faith, with love, with patience and meekness, reminds me what Paul says those in Philippi, in Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Whatsoever things are true, are lovely, are just. He gives this list. He says, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Consume your mind with thinking about godly things. You know, we can come home and we can think about work and how maybe we were frustrated at work or whatever. We can think about how we were frustrated at the ball game. Our team didn't do what we want them to do. And we can just spend the hours away idly thinking about these things. Or I can think about godly things. Dear friends, I would encourage you to take more of the world out of your thoughts and put more of God in. You'll live a happier life. As we talk about becoming a person after God's heart, out of the four things, we've looked at number one, flee certain things, and number two, pursue. When we return after this short break, we're going to talk about numbers three and four. Brother Jim Dearman is going to invite you to services at the Arlington Church of Christ, where I'm blessed to be the minister, and I hope you can join us on the other side of the break for Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. Yes, my name is Justin Reed, and I'm honored to be the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ, and I do hope that you can join us any chance that affords you to do so. And I appreciate you tuning us in here on Reading the Word. If you're just now joining us, we're talking about becoming a person after God's own heart. And if you want to listen to the beginning of this lesson, or if you want to listen to it again and share it with someone you know or love, you can do so anytime online at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net, and click on where it says the radio program. They're arranged by program date, air date, and also by title. So you just find program 123 and becoming a person after God's own heart. Everything online is free. Don't ask a dime from you. That's not what we're here to do. We're here to read the Word, not to try to sell you some scam, okay? We're talking about becoming a person after God's own heart. We're basing the entirety of our lesson from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. And from verse 11, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness." We've seen, number one, to become a person after God's own heart, we must flee certain things. And number two, we must pursue certain things. Now pick back up in verse 12, and we'll find numbers 3 and 4. Number 3, he says to fight the good fight of faith. Now I want you to notice what's interesting about this. He doesn't say you have fought, and he doesn't say you will fight. No, friends, he says to fight the good fight of faith. Fight is in the present tense. Not past tense, it's not future tense, it is right here, right now, as you're breathing, as you're living as a Christian, you must fight. There are certain things that we must do. We should contend earnestly for the faith. We should always be ready to give an answer of every man that asks us the reason of our hope and our calling. We should do our best to restore an erring brother, knowing so if we do, we save a soul from death. we should be willing to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we must be willing to fight. You know, Paul talks about fighting elsewhere when he writes to those in Corinth. He talks about, so fight I in 1 Corinthians 9, not as one that beats the air, not as one that just flails his arms around, but as one that keeps his body under control. We've got to fight. Why? Because our adversary, the devil, 1 Peter 5:8, is a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. The enemy's ready, and the enemy is ready to fight whether we are or not, dear friends. So we must, number three, to be a person after God's own heart, fight. But I want you to look here at number four, also from verse 12. He says to fight the good fight of faith. Now watch this. Lay hold onto eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Number four, to become a person after God's own heart, I need to lay hold on eternal life. You know, the way that I receive eternal life is I have to, number one, become a Christian by hearing the word, believing that it's true, repenting of my sins, confessing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Upon that confession, I'm baptized into Christ. That's how to be saved. We find that in the book of Acts, time and time again. There's no sinner's prayer found in Scripture, no prayer rug, no praying through a father or a cardinal. It's just not there, dear friends. So I need to lay hold on eternal life by becoming a Christian and then living as a Christian. Revelation 2:10, remaining faithful unto death, knowing that's when I receive that crown of life. He says to lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called. You have professed a good profession before many witnesses. As I am fighting, I'm not just fighting, as it were, to fight. I am fighting with the goal in mind. Much like the championship boxer in the throwdown match, if you will. He is fighting to keep his title, and he's fighting to win the belt, to prove that he is the best at his job, or as the case may be. So we see that we must fight, and we must lay hold on eternal life. See, we must become a person after God's own heart, and by doing so, we will flee false doctrine. And dear friends, there's a lot of false doctrine. That's why he'll tell Timothy in the second letter, chapter 2 and verse 15, we must study to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I've got to put active study, much like we're doing here, but even expounding it more so and making it a daily thing. I must flee false doctrine and the love of money, not letting only earning another dollar consume my life, but working to provide for my family as I ought to do, but not letting that just consume my whole life. Next, I must pursue after things that God approves of. That would make me approved, pleasing in God's sight. I must present tense fight. Stand firm in my convictions. Dear friends, I know, and Paul said it to those in Rome in Romans 8:31, if God is for us, who can be against us? If could be translated as since. If you're a faithful Christian, since God is for us, who can be against us? I've got to fight because my enemy wants me to lose, but I want to win. And finally, I must lay hold on eternal life, become a Christian, and remain faithful to the very end. Doing so, dear friends, according to what Paul tells Timothy, makes us to become a person after God's own heart. I hope this lesson has benefited you as much as it has me, and I hope that we can study again in this format next week at the same time. If you want to study this one again, now this is program 123. That means there's 122 programs that have preceded it, just like this, all quarter hour in length. You can find all of them online anytime at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. From there, you can play them right there in your internet browser. You can download them as well, so you can share them with someone else or study them at your own convenience. Dear friend, I do appreciate this time that we've had today. It's been a true blessing for me, and I thank you for it. May the good Lord bless you, and may He keep you. Please continue to pray. and thank you so much for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.